Michigan has clearly become a hotspot in this coronavirus outbreak. There are some 15,000 confirmed cases there now. New York and New Jersey are the only states dealing with more infections than that. This is Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Fox yesterday.
We've got hospitals that are already at capacity. We don't have enough personal protection equipment. And that's precisely what my call to action has been, to stay home. I executed that order almost 2 weeks ago. We're asking people to stay home, do their part, and we're asking everyone to chip in to help us get more PPE for our frontline responders.
PPE, again, is personal protective equipment. And we have Dr. Stephen Kalkanis with us this morning. He is the CEO of the Henry Ford Health Group in Detroit. Doctor, welcome, and thanks for taking the time for us.
Good morning.
I know your organization runs a number of hospitals in Michigan. I just wonder if you could start by telling us what you've heard from your doctors and nurses, what they've seen, what they've observed as they've watched this disease spread.
Well, this has been a surreal and challenging time for us. We are starting to see glimmers of hope. I have the honor of being the CEO of Henry Ford Medical Group. We have about 2,000 physicians across five acute care hospitals. And this weekend, these last 48 hours, they've really seen a small turning point. We are preparing for a surge, but we have a statistic now where we're actually seeing more patients successfully weaned off of ventilators than those requiring incubation to go on ventilators. That's the first time we've been able to say that since this challenge began. And so I think that, at least here, the efforts for social distancing and for, getting the word out to our community is beginning to work, and we're seeing results, but we do have a long way to go. We're in the middle of a surge for sure.
I've read that one thing you've observed in Michigan has been some serious cases of people who are in their 30s and their 40s, which, of course, I mean, there was an assumption early on that this was a disease that hit older people, more vulnerable. What exactly are you seeing when it comes to age?
We're seeing two parts to this curve. The vast majority of patients are older, in their 70s or 80s or even 90s. And those who have a more serious course do have underlying disease. But over the last couple of weeks, we have been surprised and saddened, as you can imagine, where we've seen a few deaths in people in their 30s and 40s, and we are investigating this from a research and scientific perspective, because quite frankly, it's not what we would have predicted. Any patient is critically important to us, but this age group, this young age group, it's unclear why. Some of them, many of them, are asymptomatic. They test positive, but just have a few mild symptoms. But a few develop a very, very fulminant and serious course.
You said you're in the middle of a surge. You're seeing glimmers of hope. We hope that those glimmers grow in number in the coming days. But if this is going to be a difficult week, do you have the ICU beds, the ventilators, the medical supplies that you feel like you need to treat patients if their numbers do rise?
We're cautiously optimistic. We've taken a number of preparatory steps. We've canceled all non-time critical elective surgeries to free up ventilator space. We have tried to find innovative ways of, for instance, converting anesthesia machines to ventilators. We have instituted a very strict PPE policy where we do have universal masks, but we are conserving them and making sure that only those employees, for instance, in patient areas or for those treating patients who are at high risk, receive our N95 masks, and those others are asked to wear the masks for longer than they normally would, for instance, once a day or even longer if they're not seeing patients. So in this way, we've tried to conserve as many resources as possible. Our biggest concern is having the number of qualified people to staff our ICUs and our emergency rooms. I'm so proud of our team because we've launched a massive redeployment effort. We have, people from all specialties, doctors and nurses who ordinarily wouldn't be working in ICUs now, taking on shifts and doing whatever it takes. And so this has worked so far, but again, we're in the surge. And so I think over the next 7 to 10 days, we'll really test our capacity and our resolve.
Dr. Stephen Kalkanis is the CEO of the Henry Ford Health Group in the state of Michigan, which is dealing with, as he said, a surge, but he is seeing some glimmers of hope, and we hope they continue. Doctor, thanks so much.
Thank you. Stay safe.
You too.